Blocking energy sapping by others. It's all well and good to be able to recognize energy sapping, to know codependence is occurring, and to see how it's being done. Even more important, however, is knowing what to do about it. Here are 10 things you can do to block others, whom we'll identify as energy vampires, from draining your energy. 1. Nip it in the bud. As soon as you're aware of having your energy sapped by the emotions you're experiencing, see my explanation in how to tell when your energy is being sapped, find a way to stop it from happening. This may mean you will have to leave a situation, be rude in your own eyes, stop seeing someone, or make some policies about how you will interact with particular people in your life. Policies are the most useful devices to halt energy sapping, because they do not require you to make a separate decision each time you find your energy being sapped. Policies such as, I only make decisions after considering them for 72 hours, or I do not lend my car, or I am happy to talk with you for 15 minutes about the incident with your boss. After that, we either change the subject or take a prolonged break from the topic, enable you to make normally energy-sapping situations easier for you. A caution. When you make a policy, stick to it, to the letter. Also, whatever policies you make, be certain to apply them to everyone. If you don't lend your car, then do not lend it to anyone. Any exceptions you make in your own policies can require you to start all over again in dealing with the energy-sapping behavior, and the energy-sapping person will be even more persistent once your policies have been broken, expecting you to break them again. The sooner energy-sapping behavior is stopped, the less resistant it is to being stopped. Nip it in the bud means to put a halt to energy-sapping the instant you notice it is happening. Once you create policies, stick to them broken record style. I know it is important for you to spend the night with your friend. I will take 4 hours to consider your request, we say to our child. And then, as the child returns repeatedly for our answer, we reply, I know that you're anxious to have an answer. It will take me 4 hours from when you first asked to consider your request. And again, I know the other children are awaiting your answer. It will still take me 4 hours from the time you asked for me to consider the matter. Once again, children often have a hard time being patient. I will still need 4 hours to consider your request. Sometimes the person needing the limit requires a second policy. In this example, a second policy which could be used is, when I've promised a response and have given a time when it will be given, then I accept only 2 questions about it before I deny the request. When you ask me a third time, my answer is automatically no for now, and it's also no for the next time you request the same thing. The most effective policy to have for your use in dealing with energy sapping is the 72-hour rule. The 72-hour rule says that whenever you get new information, have a peak experience, take a risk, or are requested to make a commitment or a decision, keep things strictly to yourself for 72 hours before discussing it with anyone or making a commitment. During this time, your own system will sift the material on a conscious and a subconscious level, and you will know clearly how you feel, whether you want to stick with the decision, and what you want to share with others at the end of that time. If you share or discuss the matter with others before 72 hours elapses, you will find yourself reacting negatively, getting confused, questioning your motives, or not knowing clearly and confidently how you really feel about the matter. You can also become angry if others offer their opinion. When you notice your feelings, it's as if someone put a pin into a blown-up balloon, letting all the air out. The wonderful thing is, at the end of 72 hours, you can discuss the matter with others, even others who strongly disagree with you, and you will not lose track of your own ideas and feelings on the subject. With energy sapping, it's very likely for someone to agree with the energy vampire at the time a request is made, only to realize a short time later that they've made an error, committed to do something they do not want to do or cannot do, or have gone against their own feelings. Using the 72-hour rule as a policy eliminates this problem. 3. Follow principle. Make your own plan and stick to it. The principle at work here is concentration is the key to power. No other person can have power over you if you're truly concentrated upon your own self, your plans, and what feels right for you to do. Energy vampires are very concentrated upon having their own needs filled, doing what's necessary to stay connected with others, and their own survival. Because energy vampires do not really know who they are, and are afraid to find out, because to find out who they are, they must separate from others, at least for a time, they cannot really concentrate upon their personal development. Instead, the energy vampire concentrates upon need fulfillment, upon creating the right picture, how do you think this looks, or upon talking others into doing what she believes is necessary to do. You have to come with me. I just cannot face those people alone. I need you, so you must come. Victims of energy vampires are usually not so concentrated. They're busy trying to listen, be fair, be understanding, see the other person's point of view, or do the right thing. Because the energy vampire is concentrated on survival, and the victim's energy is scattered, the energy vampire is at that time more powerful. This is far from true because, in actuality, the energy vampire is only as powerful as a 3 or 4 year old child, and also only as strong as the connection with the victim. You? Look at the energy vampire in this way. The energy vampire is a person who's not very strong emotionally, who has come into your life to teach you something. What you can learn from him or her is how to concentrate upon yourself and to recognize who yourself is and what yourself really wants in life. In order to survive the power of an energy vampire, you must decide your own wants and needs, design your own plan for your life, and concentrate upon who you are and what is right for you, finding ways to stick broken record style to these plans. Recognizing and standing behind your true self is the major and most direct way to withstand the energy vampire's attack. Only when you recognize and stand behind your true self can you grow and enable yourself to connect with others in deeper and more loving ways. 4. Keep separate. Face and experience your aloneness. Energy vampires only drain another's energy and resources if they remain connected, having the victim hooked by what connects them to the energy vampire. If you take the time and effort to face the fact that you, like each one of us, are entirely alone in the world, and that's not half bad, then you will be all right and even happy when you are alone. When you have these contented and filled up feelings inside of you, you cannot have your energy sapped from outside. You will not need another person to fill you up. For most of us, facing our aloneness is an extremely frightening and difficult thing to do. Though most people seem unaware of it, in the long run, it is more difficult to live a life where our personal energy resources are continually sapped by others than to face our own aloneness. In fact, once we face our aloneness fully, we are no longer vulnerable to energy vampires, because the energy vampire needs to be needed, and we will no longer need such an energy broker. If you no longer fear being independent of the energy vampire, you're worthless as an energy source. If you are a primary energy broker, the energy vampire in your life must then either change to become more assertive or move on to someone else who will allow them to fill their needs. Remember that the energy vampire acts as a teacher for you. If you learn to face the fact that each individual comes to the earth to know life separately, to learn to live and like things that way, as well as enjoying togetherness with others, but without neediness, then you can operate more effectively and happily on the earth. Eventually, being able to enjoy your aloneness, you will be able to connect more closely and fully with others than you ever imagined. When you fill yourself with love and appreciation for who you really are, support yourself in learning and growing, and refuse to allow your energy to be drained, then you will attract real love to yourself, in addition to having much love to give to others. 5. Give no unnecessary information. In dealing with energy sapping, you will find that the energy vampire has an uncanny way of using against you all the bits of unnecessary information you give. If you explain, excuse, share, inform, act fairly, advise, help, etc., when interacting with the energy vampire, sooner or later, the information contained in these activities will be used against you. An energy vampire is an emotionally desperate individual who lives in constant fear that being disconnected from others will bring certain death. The energy vampire will use whatever she can to help in her drive to survive. Though you may think this person cares about you, when one is an energy vampire, it is impossible to really care about others because the fear and desperation about becoming separated occupies the entire field of vision. If you or your information appear to be able to help the energy vampire to survive, it will be used, even if it is used against you. In order to thwart energy draining, maintain the attitude that your information is privileged, and you're under oath to share with specific people whom you choose and whom you trust completely. Much as you might want to be polite, kind, fair, gentle, or reasonable, the energy vampire is not the person with whom to practice these ways of being. With energy vampires, I behave ruthlessly, setting my limits, keeping my information to myself, and if necessary, allowing myself to appear to be unkind and unreasonable. I remind myself that by not participating in the energy sapping dance and protecting myself against this undue energy loss, I will be able to be more fully my kind, fair, understanding, gentle, and reasonable self with others who are mature and who take responsibility for their own lives and decisions. I also, as all of us do, bear the responsibility of not allowing others to hurt me. When I give too much information about me to an energy vampire, I'm literally helping them to hurt me through energy draining. Blocking an energy vampire from taking or using my personal energy without my consciously given permission is an important aspect of me being a responsible individual and living a responsible life. Responsibility is one of the keys to building high self-esteem, so I help myself in many ways by setting and maintaining boundaries, not allowing my energy to be drained. Responsibility is one of the keys to building high self-esteem. So I help myself in many ways by setting and maintaining boundaries, not allowing my energy to be drained. 6. Be willing to go all the way. The energy vampire operates like a radar screen, constantly scanning the energy of others to assess what is going on with them. If you take a stand with an energy vampire, but are not willing to take all the consequences of that stand, the energy vampire's radar will pick this up and you can encounter fierce resistance. A simple but familiar to most example of this is a parent who wants their small child to go to sleep. A parent who questions his or her ability or worries that the child will resist can literally spend hours of frustration attempting to put the child to bed. Their little energy vampire, which all of us are as infants, reads the parent's checkered energy pattern and continues to test and challenge. On the other hand, a parent who confidently intends for the child to sleep and after checking for safety and comfort is willing to walk away and let the child go to sleep without additional attention usually has no problem getting their child to sleep. If you're unwilling to face the worst possible consequences and stick with your chosen course of action, do not bother to take this kind of stand. The stand you take may result in you losing that person, spending time alone, feeling rejected, going to court, losing your marriage, changing your way of life, losing your job, losing a valued possession or friendship, or experiencing something you believe you cannot face. If you're going to withstand the onslaught of a lifestyle energy vampire, you must be willing to go all the way with your chosen limits, including accepting the consequences that result. You can find out whether you're willing through your imagination. Sit quietly and imagine the worst possible thing happening if you take your stand. Then ask yourself, am I willing to face this consequence all the way? If the answer that comes back to you is, I don't know, or maybe I should, or I guess I have to, then you're not willing. These answers really mean no. If, on the other hand, you come back with, yes, this is it, I'm willing, then forge ahead. Over time, what I have found is that if a person is entirely willing to face the worst possible thing in taking a stand with an energy vampire, the worst possible thing frequently does not occur. The radar of the energy vampire leads that individual to avoid taking the chance of losing you, face, or a connection, in order to challenge your stand. Literally, when you have nothing to lose, then you usually lose nothing. And when you have nothing to lose, you will be operating as an assertive, mature person who is fully capable of surviving even if you do not have everything or every condition or everyone you want. 7. Do your homework. Get information. Effective energy vampires are up on the latest and will often quote changes in policy, updated information in your field or outside sources as part of their assault on you when you attempt to block their energy-sapping behavior. Recently, a group of people was using a facility I was scheduled to use for teaching a class. When I arrived, expecting to use the room, I was requested to wait 10 minutes. Aiming to be cooperative, I asked the 15 people I was to teach to wait 10 minutes with me. In the meantime, I checked with the facilities coordinator to be certain of the exact time of my reservation of the facility. As I thought might happen, it was just a feeling, when I returned after 10 minutes, I was informed by one of the people in the room, "We have this facility scheduled with no time limit on our usage of it." Having done my homework, I could be firm in my assertion that he was incorrect and that I was taking possession of the facility. The group left the premises immediately. In order to get your information, check with your boss, consult a handbook or a manual, do some internet research, ask the person in question, check with a lawyer, go to the library, review your files. Whatever it takes, check your resources and know your rights, your responsibilities, and your privileges. You will be on firmer ground when you encounter, inevitably, any energy vampires seeking to get you to give even more of your precious resources in service to their needs. Your own ability to bounce back from having your energy sapped will be accelerated. Notice, too, how the energy vampire has once again assisted you to be clearer about yourself and your own life by insisting on not stepping aside unless you get the facts, assert them, and then stick to them relentlessly. 8. Get or put everything in writing. Keep it. Remember when we talked about lifestyle energy vampires misremembering facts? I shared with you the story of the man with whom I attempted to come to an agreement through a series of letters. Because my adversary felt the need for the meeting with a lawyer and I did not, he paid for those services. Over 2 years later, this man wrote to me requesting a favor, and when I declined, I received a second letter which said, 2 years ago, we were having trouble reaching an agreement. At that time, I agreed to pay for the lawyer you requested in order that agreement could be reached. Only because I had saved the original letters was I able to establish without doubt that the request for a third party and the suggestion for who was to pay had come from this man. In 2 short years, this man, who operated as an energy vampire in my life, had totally turned the events around to make them opposite to what they had actually been. Feeling totally honest and justified in his own mind, this energy vampire had given me responsibility for taking action that he had actually taken himself. Energy vampires are not usually consciously aware of their own energy draining patterns. That would make them separate from others and thus place their survival in jeopardy. Only when I sent a copy of the original letter with the request and offer he had made in his own handwriting, circled in red, did he accept his error. The most functional approach is for you to put into writing what you understand has been agreed to or discussed, send the original to the other individual, and keep a copy for yourself. This is a process familiar to lawyers who deal with energy sapping all the time. Lawyers also send important papers through the mail marked certified so they have proof the individual received their letter. Here's a sample letter for recording conversations and agreements with energy vampires in your life. Depending on your circumstances, you may wish to send your message certified too. Dear blank, I am writing to you to confirm our discussion and agreement today. It is my understanding that we have agreed to 1, 2, 3, 4, etc. be very brief and specific to be put into effect by, and add the date. Unless I hear from you to the contrary by date, I will assume your understanding agrees with mine and will take action accordingly. Sincerely. If there is a misunderstanding or dispute later, your record will be in writing and will be available to support your claim. You'll also feel less crazy to have something in writing. Energy vampires tend to misremember facts in the way they wish to remember them. Thus, having a written record, even one you've created yourself, is vital in bouncing back from having your energy sapped. Energy vampires prefer gentlemen's agreements, scoffing at requests to create records of contracts, discussions, and agreements. If you insist upon it, the energy vampire will chide you for being bad, wrong, or crazy. He will say, "Don't you trust me?" Or, "You really are paranoid, aren't you?" Or, "You have a real problem if you can't trust me." Do not fall for it. After all, the energy vampire can remain more flexible about understandings and contracts if nothing is written down. They will be able to rewrite events, contracts, and discussions to fit their own point of view if there's no paper trail to keep the facts straight. If you protest their version of events, you will be seen as the problem. You will also be helping yourself to become more assertive and will be learning to be responsible for your own understanding of your personal interactions. Through this process, then, you will be freeing yourself of your own energy-sapping patterns, thus making the energy vampire your helpful teacher once again. 9. Believe action only. So often I hear people saying, "I told him exactly what I wanted and he did the exact opposite." Or, "I don't know how many times I have to tell her before she gets it." Or, "Why didn't he care enough to take my request into consideration?" The answer is, energy vampires do not really believe your words. Only action penetrates the energy vampire's heavy concentration upon his or her own needs gratification. Things must be a certain way to assure survival. Thus, unless literally forced through action to operate differently than they are, the energy vampire will not change his or her behavior. Words are not powerful enough for the energy vampire to believe his or her behavior must change. Action is powerful enough, particularly when the person taking the action is willing to go all the way in facing possible consequences. When dealing with energy sapping, take action. If you find you have repeated the same verbal message several times and the situation has not changed, find out inside of yourself what you must do to take action, which will be powerful for you, and then take that action. For example, you may be frustrated because your frequent verbal requests for your 10-year-old not to drop his or her jacket on the floor in the front hallway and leave it there until next needed are ignored. What action would you need to take to have power in the situation? One house husband father I knew calmly collected the jacket and placed it and other things left on the floor in a cardboard box in the closet. Whatever was not missed and claimed within a week was automatically recycled to charity. I learned of this fantastically effective plan for action when I visited the home and remarked how amazingly neat the children's rooms were. Often, the energy vampire will make the changes you request when you take action and stick to them for a while. Then after a few days, a couple of weeks, or even a few months, the old patterns will creep back in. This is what I've labeled the promise them anything and do only what you have to syndrome. When you see this occur more than twice in a row, it will verify to you that energy sapping is occurring. It will be your signal for change. Since you cannot change the behavior of another, it will be up to you to change your own behavior. In this way, you will put pressure on the energy vampire to change, though a choice to get out of the relationship instead is possible. Be ready to go all the way. When you stop talking and start acting, the energy sapping behavior will stop, either by having the other person change or by having them leave. Do not be surprised if the energy vampire gets angry with you when you take this strong stance. He may also hurl a lot of threats and/or epitaphs at you. These are a sure sign of the desperation he's feeling. This is the time to hold your ground very firmly because the action you are taking is having a definite effect. Having the energy vampire leave often seems the worst possible thing to us. If the energy vampire is a spouse, an adult child, or someone we consider significant in our lives, this can seem horrible. Having chosen for much of my life to be victimized by people rather than risk losing the other person, I have discovered that all this does is drag out the length of time I'm victimized. It does not guarantee me I will not lose the other person. It will merely make the process take longer. And when at last the loss occurs, I will be more drained of my own energy, good feeling, self-esteem, and feelings of worthiness. That makes everything more difficult for me. At long last, I have learned that it is possible for me to get what I need and want without paying such a price. If I have to pay such an enormous price for being wanted, for being employed, for being one of the group, for being married, or for appearing to be a good person, it is not worth it to me. In fact, as I have learned to trust this and let go of people, situations, and events that are harmful to me and my self-esteem, new people, situations, and events have come into my life that were far better. Now, after making two or maybe three attempts to maintain relationships and work things out, if the pattern described above occurs repeatedly, I opt to leave rather than stay and be victimized. I then go through a period of being alone, a good healing time. This is followed by new people coming into my life that are not operating as energy vampires, and the quality of my own life improves. Of course, the key here is that I am no longer operating as an energy vampire myself. Once again, the energy vampire has given me the chance to learn how wonderful it is to live according to my own feelings, discovering who I really am, and learning to believe in and stand behind myself. As soon as I do that, I'm no longer feeling needy or unable to survive when I lose contact with others, particularly those energy vampires who've been such a big part of my life. By this time, I am mature and assertive, taking care, happily and cooperatively, of myself and my own needs and wants, adding people and situations to my life which make it even better than it already is when I'm by myself. Furthermore, now that I've learned this lesson and gained strength, the number of energy vampires who enter my life has reduced to a mere trickle. 10. Follow through to the end. When you begin to block energy-sapping behaviors, the energy vampire will invariably utilize a bag of tricks. The bag of tricks is everything that has worked with you and others before to get you to do what the energy vampire believes she or he needs. These tricks include such things as threats, illness, injury, pleading, begging, talk of suicide, recruiting others to help break your resolve, offering reasonable alternatives, attacking you for being bad, wrong, and crazy, or threats of abandonment. When the energy vampire makes full use of the bag of tricks, it leaves most of us feeling like it was a mistake to refuse to allow our energy to be sapped. We say to ourselves, I think it would have been easier just to give in. In the short run, this is correct. But in the long run, giving in to the energy vampire will keep you enslaved. On the other hand, once you have taken a stand and stuck to it, the energy vampire will exhaust the bag of tricks and stop. Keep in mind, any energy vampire has a finite number of tricks. There will be an end. If you give in to the tricks, you will have taught the energy vampire to continue pressuring you in the future when you set out to block energy-sapping behavior again. You will have lost your credibility as an assertive, non-energy-sapping individual and will have to re-earn that reputation with the energy vampire by enduring an even longer, harder test next time. See Figure 1. Figure 1. The line on the left represents your normal behavior in allowing yourself to be drained. The line goes sharply up when you set limits. About 2/3 of the way up at the arrow, you are ready to give up. Just a little further, the bag of tricks is exhausted, and the energy-draining behavior drops sharply to below the starting level. Think carefully about what you're getting yourself into. Be willing to face the worst possible consequence, which for us former energy vampires may be the loss of that person from our life. Once you've decided to accept all consequences, stick to your decision no matter what is said or what happens. In the long run, this will allow you to be free of energy sapping, not only from this particular energy vampire to whom you're now connected, but from others as well. By taking this approach, curiously enough, What you will have done is change your own energy sapping patterns, and in so doing, you will be eradicating energy vampires from your life. Note that once again, the energy vampire has taught you. Each time you behave in ways which block the energy sapping behavior, you're behaving in a more mature, assertive manner. As you become less energy sapping yourself, you attract fewer energy sapping individuals. Energy vampires, by being themselves, enable you to become whole, simultaneously divesting yourself of further energy draining. A word of caution. Sometimes a person is close to breaking out of energy sapping patterns. When you block this individual's energy sapping behavior, it marks the end of an era. A personality disintegration begins to occur. I call it an identity crisis. I've written a short paper outlining the process. Contact me at Eileen, I-L-E-N-E, at emotionalpro.com for more information about the identity crisis. This can be very frightening because it will appear that because of what you did or said, this individual has begun disintegrating. In reality, all that has happened is that you have acted as a catalyst, the last straw in that individual's own progress toward becoming non-energy sapping. The breakdown is something that would have happened with or without your assistance. You've merely been the agent to speed up the process. Since you will usually be blamed for causing the problem, however, it's important to keep your distance during this time. Do not try to handle the other individual's feelings by yourself. This is a good time to gently recommend psychotherapy if you are asked for help. The principle is, help that isn't asked for never works. Some therapists and counselors are overwhelmed by someone going through this process. It is far too much for the untrained individual to attempt to help someone through an identity crisis without professional help. Assertive or mature behavior. If you're no longer operating as a lifestyle energy sapper, you will have advanced to maturity. Mature people do not need a broker or agent to help them conduct their life. They take responsibility for their own energy and life. A key quality of the mature person is, if you do not want to do something with or for the mature individual, she or he will not attempt to trick or persuade or pressure you to behave differently than you want to behave. The mature person knows she or he will be okay. If you're not available for what's requested, that individual either lets go or does whatever it is for himself or herself. All people have needs. We all have need of experiences, energy, and relationships that help us feel good about ourselves and our lives. We also enjoy connecting with others, working with others, and cooperating. As we can see with small children, when such a child needs something, they seldom negotiate. They demand and expect those needs to be met. After all, from their perspective, they cannot do for themselves most of the things they need done, and without having those things done, their survival is not ensured. This is how the lifestyle energy sapper, energy vampire, operates also. They expect and demand their needs to be met in the way and time they believe they need it. If you are their main energy broker, they will convey their desperate need for you to do your part, which you will inevitably do so long as you remain connected. Encountering a mature person, by contrast, feels like a breath of fresh air. While the energy-sapping individual presses to have needs met, the mature person works on the basis of wants, not needs. The mature person knows she or he will be just fine in life, even if left alone to meet his or her own needs and wants. They ask others to assist them voluntarily. They're perfectly fine if someone cannot do that for them. The mature person's wants may or may not be filled. If they are not filled, the mature person may be disappointed, but knows deep inside she or he will survive and will be all right. If they are filled, the mature person is even happier or more satisfied than before. Here is a list of characteristics of an assertive, mature person. Characteristics of assertive, mature people. Responsible for their own lives and actions. Communicative. Non-controlling. Choice makers. Action takers. Enjoyers of alone time and together time. Non-game playing. Clear about where they stand with others. Flexible. Open. Creative. Loving. Empathetic. Such an individual will not badger or trick you into doing something you do not wish to do. This person will not make excuses, procrastinate, attempt to confuse you, avoid you, or blame others for the consequences of his or her own actions and decisions. The assertive, mature person is usually very easy to be around, unless you're still energy sapping yourself and you don't yet want to be open, clear, and responsible. To gain a clearer picture of the alternative to being the energy vampire involved in energy sapping, let us look more closely at these qualities of the mature individual. 1. Personally responsible. Life is a continual string of choices. No choice is actually any better or any worse than any other. What makes one choice more functional than another is the different consequences which will result. If I go to drive on the freeway, for example, I can obey the speed limit or I can exceed the speed limit. If I obey the speed limit, I will get where I'm going more slowly, will not be given a speeding ticket, and may travel more safely overall. If, on the other hand, I choose to speed, the consequences possible include arriving where I'm going more quickly, getting a speeding ticket, and traveling less safely overall. Society says choosing to follow the speed limit is good and the correct choice to make. But every day, people make the choice not to select the good way. When the consequences for speeding arrive, the energy vampire says things like, "That patrol car was hiding behind the billboard. That's sneaky. They don't have a right to sneak up on me like that." The mature individual, on the other hand, says, "I was exceeding the speed limit and the patrol people caught me at it. Now I will have to pay the fine. I made a decision, which is making my trip take a lot more of my time and money than if I had decided to travel more slowly." One of the most difficult things for people to accept, unfortunately, is that each person is the architect of his or her own life. To most, it seems as though things happen. People are like that. And that's just the kind of personality I have. In reality, each of us constantly creates our life for the present and into the future through two main activities. One, by what choices we make, and two, upon what we choose to focus our attention. No matter what the circumstance, who the people involved, and what our past, in each event in our lives, we each have our part. We have control over that part. We can change that part. Changing our part now sets laws into motion that also change our future. In reality, we create our lives minute by minute. We have power only in the present moment. When something happens as a result of our choices, that is a consequence of our own attention and behavior, not something that someone else or even fate has done to us. Mature people accept this and take responsibility for their choices and behaviors. Energy vampires avoid responsibility by blaming others, circumstances, or fate. You may take issue with this statement, believing more strongly in fate or happenstance, but I can assure you, having changed my own patterns and helped hundreds of others to change their patterns over the past 40-plus years, each of us is responsible for what's happening in our life. It is quite possible for us to change our patterns of attention, beliefs, and our choices. It has been possible for me to change my own patterns, for example, around money, jealousy, rejection, depression, marriage, relating to children, my self-esteem, expressing my creativity, fear, my intelligence and my ability to use it, physical health, sleep patterns, my ability to receive love and gifts, and many more. Having changed from a massively depressed individual who was afraid to go out of her home and who was also very jealous, clinging in her marital relationship, fearful of having children and terrified of being alone, I have slowly been able to transform into one who is energetic, creative, intelligent, lives independently and interdependently, is a mother, also a stepmother, adoptive mother, and grandmother, and relates to people for her living. If my life can be changed in those ways, anyone can do it. A young man in his very early teens came to me for help with a difficult family situation. Together, we determined that his family, known to me for many years, was really not in a position to help him in the ways he sought help. Each person in the family was under such stress that they had no time to give him the help and attention he needed. The best route was for him to decide upon his own path. He decided he would like to work to earn money so that he could become more independent of his family and get the energy and attention he needed without requiring their help when they were so stressed. Because he was so young, however, he was concerned he would not be able to find work. "Do you want to work?" I asked him. "Yes, I definitely do," he replied. "Well, it is springtime. What about finding out if neighbors in your community want yard work done? That is a good place to start." He agreed. Within 3 weeks, this young man was so busy working, he had to cut back on work in order to get schoolwork completed. In addition, he worked so industriously that people noticed him. By summer, he had been given a job in a local business. This job was offered by someone who had watched him work for her neighbor. Merely making the decision and then paying attention to letting people know he was available, that was focusing his attention, allowed this young man to change the course of his life in 3 short weeks, even when it had previously seemed impossible. By making a clear choice and taking responsibility for getting what he wanted, this young man created greater freedom for himself and for his family. Maturity can come at any age. Maturity is not an age at which one arrives. It is a state of mind that allows an individual to take responsibility for creating one's life and accepting the consequences of choices made in that life. 2. Communicative. It is impossible for a person not to communicate. Our facial expressions, our voice tone, our bodies, and the way we use our hands, all of our behaviors, communicate a message to those around us. When a person is operating as an energy vampire, she's so involved with meeting needs that awareness of what may be communicated to others is lacking. Often, the energy vampire assumes there is something wrong with other people if they do not understand the energy vampire's communication. Being self-oriented and not having the ability to stand back separately from others in order to see her own behavior, the energy vampire communicates in often incomplete ways, assuming that other people have a problem if things do not get communicated as expected. The mature individual, on the other hand, fills her own needs. She's able to stand back from any situation in order to get perspective on what is happening. In so doing, she becomes aware that communication is necessary and vital. Here I am in this body, thinks the mature asserter, and there you are in that body. If I want you to know what is happening with me, what I want, or what I intend toward you, I will have to communicate. Because we are separate, we must create and maintain a way of linking together. Communication is our primary method for such linking. Thus, the mature assertive person tells others, I like it when you help me with my work. I enjoy your style of dressing. I am not happy with your request. I feel put on the spot by your behavior with me. I love you. I am angry with you right now. Or, I miss you. Most of the phrases which, for the energy vampire, are traditionally difficult to say, the assertive individual states easily. Our difficulty in communicating is not usually because we don't have the words or are shy. Rather, communication difficulty is most frequently a failure to separate ourselves from others so that we can understand that if we do not tell others what is going on with us, they probably will not know completely. After all, they are in a separate body with a brain that operates differently and are not paying as much attention to us and our needs and wants as they are to their own. 3. Non-controlling. As an energy vampire, I must have you available when I need my hit of energy. And when you give me energy as my energy broker, I need you to give it to me in a way I can most easily recognize and use it. Thus, it will be important for me to control your behavior, getting you to operate the way I think I need you to operate to best serve my energy needs. To follow our analogy, an energy vampire cannot get blood from the victim unless the victim is around and access is available to the neck. The mature individual gets energy needs met through personal resources. Whenever the mature individual wants energy, a way is found using communication and responsible personal action. What others around are doing is only of partial significance. The real source is within one's own self and cannot be tampered with by others. Thus, controlling the behavior, attitudes, or statements of others becomes just a lot of extra work. Why bother to do all that work when the energy the mature person wants is available so much more easily? Sometimes the energy vampire experiences this trait in the mature individual as not caring. The mature individual cares. She merely is not required to become enmeshed and entangled with others in order to survive. The energy vampire cares with a motive of controlling the outcome. The mature person cares with the true caring of taking each other person as is, appreciating and being together just because we all exist together and we feel good interacting. 4. Choice makers. Energy vampires have a more difficult time making choices than mature people. They have concern about not making mistakes, looking bad, or alienating others in order that they can still have others operate as energy brokers for them. Making choices is part of being personally responsible. The mature person is not afraid of making mistakes, looking bad, or alienating others. The mature person recognizes that every choice has consequences and offers learning. They also realize that making choices is part of moving forward through life, and that some choices are functional and some are dysfunctional. The mature person is willing to take the consequences of choices made. Thus, for the mature person, making choices is not so difficult. In addition, the mature person does not have to take so many others into consideration when making choices. It is not necessary to question, what will Mom think? Or how will Paul react? Or will Janie be angry with me for what I have done? The mature individual merely has to ask, how will I feel when I make this decision and have this possible consequence? Am I willing to live with that? Do I want to make another choice instead? When only one main character is involved in a play, the scenes are less complicated. The mature individual takes others into consideration, but as long as he is not intending to hurt or inconvenience others with his choices and actions, he will take the action that is right for his own needs and wants. 5. Action takers. For the mature person, taking action is easier because there's only one main character to motivate and move. Doing something in life does not become a major event wherein the lives of 5 or 6 people have to be coordinated and similarly motivated before the person can take a step, as is often true with the energy vampire. While the mature person certainly will consider others before acting, if the action is right for the mature individual, then that is the action that will be taken. The mature individual will also be free to think about the possible consequences of all actions, explore them in fantasy, and decide which ones will work better. Instead of sitting around thinking about what others will say or do in reaction, the mature individual is free to think and imagine what consequences will result when each alternative is followed to the end. After that, choosing the alternative that feels and works best is usually easy. With practice, most choices made by the mature person are those that work best. 6. Enjoyers of alone time and together time. The mature individual is not afraid to be disconnected from others. In fact, during periods of disconnection, this person enjoys being alone and exploring his own interesting self. Creativity, undoing patterns from the past, enjoying events of the present, savoring good feelings, taking care of oneself, and exploring through meditation, reading, or physical activity easily fill the mature person's time. Often, this individual will carefully guard time alone because it is so valuable. During this alone time, the self will be filled up from the inside, emerging back into the world feeling good, satiated, and ready to interact. When any vessel is filled, adding more only makes it spill over. Thus, once the mature person is filled up, this added good feeling and satisfaction spills over on the people with whom he interacts. Together time, therefore, becomes really enjoyable. Even more importantly, together time becomes just as enjoyable as alone time. Energy vampires frequently spend their time expressing hurt, humiliation, ways they've been victimized, and ways they want to take revenge. Mature people, on the other hand, spend time talking positively, sharing creativity, feeling good together, having new experiences, and eventually also finding ways to share the good feelings they have with one another and with the rest of the world. 7. Non-game playing, clear where they stand with others. Interpersonal game playing, like holding other people responsible for your own hurt feelings, takes too much energy for the mature individual. In addition to all the effort one must make to think up the game, make sure others are in the right position to play their part, and playing the game you've created, the game player must remember what has happened already, keep stories straight, and be thinking ahead to a new game for getting energy for others once this one has run out. Games, in this instance, are interactional and communication games, such as those described in the book Games People Play by Eric Byrne, M.D. Playing ill, playing maligned, playing the fool, playing tough, playing hard to get, playing the martyr, making a play for someone, playing hurt, playing crazy. All of these are games which are no longer necessary for the mature individual. 8. Flexible. Energy vampires base their lives on things, events, and people outside of themselves. When something in their lives changes, therefore, they feel very vulnerable. Because there is so little filling up the energy vampire from the inside, it is necessary to keep things predictable on the outside. The energy vampire, therefore, cannot remain very flexible. Energy vampires most often prefer routine and tradition, unless they drain energy by being the life of the party and have a reputation for acting wild and crazy. The mature individual is filled up from the inside. Therefore, when things, events, and people outside the mature person change, that individual still experiences stability. The mature person says, things are changing. How do I want to feel when the change is accomplished? What would I like that will make me feel the best as a result of this change? How do I like this change? What would I like to do now that this change is occurring? Being responsible for one's own life while adapting to change allows the mature person to maintain more flexibility, personal integrity, and to handle change more easily and effectively. 9. Open. When a person is communicative, enjoys being alone, takes responsibility for one's own life, makes choices and takes action, feels flexible and has no need to play games, what is there to hide? Very little. Why not, in that case, be open with one's feelings, ideas, hopes, attitudes, past, intention, and every other aspect of one's life? Adjusted to the personal style of each person, the mature person is free to interact with others to the fullest openness possible. 10. Creative. Because the mature person is not entangled and enmeshed with others, she is relieved of so much excess baggage that large amounts of personal energy are set free. This energy is naturally creative, just as the energy of a small child turns to creativity when uninterrupted. Because, too, the mature person is filled up from the inside, more and more comes up from the inside because outside interference has been eliminated. Creativity flows from inside to the outside. The mature individual can make the choice to take action, thus gaining feedback from that action, which leads to faster learning. Fast learning and feedback promote flexibility and are part of the creative process. When creativity comes up from the inside, writing, sculpting, helping solve life crises, developing a new app or computer program, finding a way to parent better, or any other creative task, becomes a pull that engages the individual in life. Making oneself write, work, think, move, act, or change becomes a thing of the past. The mature individual wants to do things, wants to write, wants to weave, wants to work, wants to parent, wants to travel, wants to confront, wants to exercise, wants to pay attention to people who are loved. The mature person, filled up from the inside, begins to live a life of doing only what he wants to do. Imagine what it's like to go through every day of your life doing what you want to do. You no longer work against your own desires. Enjoy whatever you do. Learn quickly and easily from the consequences you set into motion and live a far less stressful life. Additionally, the mature individual is empathetic. Empathy has been described as the ability to put yourself in someone else's place, creating greater connection and understanding. As we see all too frequently in our society filled with lifestyle energy sappers, the energy drainer is capable of perpetrating heinous acts, unable to see others for who they really are. Murders, rapes, and other atrocities are committed without concern for what is happening to another human being. The mature person, able to separate and see others as they are, develops and maintains empathy. He takes care with the feelings, lives, and concerns of others because he is able to see them. He is able to put himself in another person's place without becoming enmeshed. Ending energy draining behavior thus becomes a benefit to our entire community and world. Conclusion. As you've noticed, as I've discussed bouncing back from energy sapping with you, the very best way to bounce back from having your energy sapped is to stop your own energy sapping patterns and behaviors. Not only will you lose your concern about how you look, how others are going to respond to you, and what people might think of you, your energy is redirected to areas of life that are more creative, fun, fulfilling, and enjoyable. Energy sapping occurs when people have grown larger bodies without having grown their inside emotional selves up to the same level. Fearing being disconnected from others, without whom they believe they will not survive, the energy vampire clings desperately to people's situations and places. Some of these may actually be harmful, such as clinging onto a person who is emotionally or physically abusive. In such a case, the energy vampire chooses to hold on to and accept the familiar pain of being victimized, rather than take the risk of going into new situations, being with new people, going into new places, or risking learning something new. Since we all come to this earth to grow, it is inevitable that changes will occur in life. It seems only a shame that the energy vampire does not realize that despite all efforts to control and make things turn out right, none of us has actual control over life. Instead, we need to partner with the forces of life, working with the people and situations we encounter, learning from them, and taking care of our own needs and wants. An energy vampire who chooses to turn inside, face aloneness, accept responsibility for his or her own choices in life, and move into a more mature and happier lifestyle will evolve into a mature person. Human beings are designed to move through codependent, manipulative, energy-draining behavior. Energy sapping is designed to be a behavior of childhood. Just like bedwetting, we human beings are designed to grow out of codependence. If you were not given the chance to do so, consider giving yourself that gift. Moving through and past energy draining in your life will contribute to all of us having far less misery in life. Thank you for your courage in allowing your emotions as well as your body to grow to maturity. Among others, this principle governs our lives on the earth. When we operate on the motive of fear, we are guaranteed to create that which we fear. Codependence is all about fear. Starting from the earliest moments of life, we humans have an inbuilt fear of being separated from those individuals, usually parents, whose job it is to help us survive until we can take over and run our life for ourselves. When we don't make that crossover between ages 3 and 4, from working purely through an energy broker to encountering life for ourselves, we live our life predominantly on the motive of fear. Ending codependence, manipulation, energy sapping also signals that we no longer fear for our life if we stand alone and direct our own life. The energy vampire fears separation from others. Yet, such separation occurs all the time. Knowing this principle it is wise to invite yourself to accept separation from others and face such separations squarely whenever they occur. Not to do this guarantees continual separations. Facing our fear of separation negates the fear and leaves room for life to be more interesting and happier. Facing fact makes us free. The facts are, we are separate. Change occurs. People will die. New people will come into our lives. Life on Earth is for the larger purposes of personal growth and exploration. These are the facts we must all face. Once faced, we are set free without the need to continue to manipulate and drain the energy of people in our lives. When you learn to recognize and block the energy sapping of others, you make inevitable changes in yourself. By making the effort to stand back and see what is going on, you will be automatically separating yourself from others. When you separate from others, you will be facing your own fears, your own fact. When you face your own fears and your own fact, you will be operating on the basis of faith. Faith / trust is a major lesson we come to Earth to learn. Once you are living your life on the basis of faith or trust, there is little need to dip into the fear that leads us to continue to manipulate. Use what you have encountered here to set yourself free. Live on the basis of the trust that leads us to put our head on our pillow at night, trusting that there will be a tomorrow. It is a lesson that all of us are destined to learn. If you haven't yet learned it, muster the courage to do it now. You will be eternally grateful to yourself. Because we humans are all connected, the rest of humanity will also be eternally grateful to you. Operating on the basis of faith acts as a shield over your life, giving you the protection you need from the energy vampires of everyday life. Like the beautiful maiden in the castle of yore, holding aloft the Christian symbol of the cross in the face of the vampire, you will be holding aloft the symbol of your wholeness in the face of the energy vampire, protecting yourself and giving the energy vampire an opportunity to get free and join you on your ever-expanding, happy, and fulfilled way through life. The end. Important, please read. All techniques, suggestions, and understanding contained in the Bounce Back series, of which this booklet is a part, are provided without claim to their success for all people under all conditions. They are offered as suggested ways to deal with difficult, common problems. If, by following suggestions contained herein, you experience reactions which you feel are beyond your ability to handle, consultation with a professional psychotherapist is recommended. Consult the Internet and/or Mental Health Referral Agency for specific practitioners available in your area. A gentle reminder. All learning is useless unless applied. Any behavior that is repeated daily for 3 weeks is incorporated into our subconscious mind, becoming operational in our lives. Therefore, if you wish to make change in your life, do the new activity or make the statement, out loud or written, once a day, every day for 3 weeks, and the change will be in effect. Because memory is faulty, mark a calendar every day immediately after you perform the new behavior. When you want to break energy-draining behaviors, repeat to yourself affirmations that support your change, such as, I am whole and complete. I thrive when I supply energy to myself and fill my own deep desires. Or, the universe supports me in my growth. I have nothing to fear. Eileen L. Dillon, known as the Emotional Pro, is an internationally known therapist, coach, author, radio host, and consultant. As a transpersonal psychotherapy, she practices privately in the San Francisco Bay Area. She is available via Skype at idillon66 for work as both a psychotherapist and as life coach. Author of more than 20 books and CDs and host of Full Power Living since 2004, an internet radio show dedicated to transforming the world through the power and mastery of human emotions. www.emotionalpro.com. Eileen is an expert on emotional mastery, ending codependence, and is a parent educator and a certified universal intelligence mentor. Other titles in the Bounce Back series include Bouncing Back from Making a Fool of Yourself, Bouncing Back from Being a Victim, Jealousy, Bouncing Back from Self-Made Madness, Up from Slavery, Bouncing Back from Low Self-Esteem, and Bouncing Back from Anger and Argument. Attached to this recording, you will find a downloadable copy of the 2-page Energy Sapping Digest. Thank you very much for listening to Ending Codependence by Eileen Dillon, LCSW and LMFT.